What a lovely prayer we just sung to the Lord. What a beautiful testimony this morning of God's Holy Spirit speaking to us and working in our lives. And thank you, Brother Luke, for sharing with us this morning. And I trust you had a blessing in your Sunday school discipleship classes. As we look at the ministration of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Spirit of God in our lives, Lord, I am fondly, earnestly longing. Amen. Greet you all in Jesus' name. It's a blessing to be together, to worship King Jesus. Amen. I feel very humbled and honored to have this privilege to share the Word of God with you all. And I desire that we would indeed hear from the Lord. The hymn writer said, I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. You know, sometimes when we're praying and we're seeking God for a message, God in His goodness, His kindness, He touches our hearts and we are blessed and we have that rhema word from God that just touches us and ministers to us and we say, thank you, Jesus. And if you've ever had the privilege of sharing a message, you know, then sometimes you get up here Sunday morning and you see the faces of all your brothers and sisters and it's not their fault. I don't know what it is, but it's like sometimes it's like all the inspiration in preparation just sort of drains away. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. I dare not trust yesterday's or last week's touch of heaven in my heart that just ministered so beautifully to me. But I stand here this morning before you in need of the Holy Spirit of God, in need of the grace and power of God, in need of the anointing of God, that we would receive something from heaven, that we would receive from the Lord. So, amen. With that in our hearts, can we kneel together for prayer? Our Father in heaven, we do love you. We thank you. We can call upon you, our Father in heaven. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, asking, Lord God, that you would take your place in the throne room of my heart and in the throne room of each of our hearts. Father, we ask that today would be a day of salvation. We ask that today would be a day of victory for Jesus. Oh God, we ask that today would be a day of blessing for your people. Father, we ask that today would be a day of deliverance for one who is bound and captive by the devil. Oh Lord, come and walk amongst us, O Jesus. Lord God, Father, we want to see Jesus. Lord, we want to learn of you. We thank you that you have said that when we cry out to you, our God, your ears aren't closed. Thank you, Lord. Your ears are open to the prayers of your people. So, Father, here this morning we ask, Lord Jesus, be thou glorified. Speak, Lord. Give us your living water and living bread. Captivate all of our hearts, we pray, with your beauty, your holiness, your majesty.
We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Jamesy. What am I saying? God is great. That's the Christian greeting. In India, when Christians meet one another, they bow and put their hands together and say, Jamesy, God is great. Hallelujah, God is great. I feel like what the Lord has led me to share this morning could very well transform our lives if we really are immersed in the truth of what God has said and continues to say. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 for a scripture here. You know how in your reading through the Bible, and as we sometimes say, a verse just sort of jumps off the page. Oh, those are beautiful times and wonderful times, and we long for them more often. And I believe God longs for them more often probably than we do. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 23. Last verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Ye are Christ. And Christ is God's. Ye are Christ. I've been a Christian for many years. But I just love when God gives a fresh revelation by His Spirit. And He just comes. And He just like puts His arms around you. And says, you are mine. Ye are Christ's. Oh, I thought if I could just name everyone in the service this morning. Ye are Christ's. It just so ministered to my heart. Thought, oh, what a difference that will make in my life. Every thought, every action, with the absolute, resolute assurance that I am His and He is mine. Ye are Christ. My dear brother, sister, whose faith is anchored upon Jehovah, upon Jesus Christ, ye who have come to Jesus for refuge and have fled to Jesus, ye who believe on Jesus, ye who have been born of the Spirit of God, you have received Christ. And as many as received Christ, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Oh, what difference it will make in my life. What a comfort. What a refuge. What a solid foundation. Ye, my brother, my sister, are Christ. Oh, let that just wash over your soul and over your spirit. I am His and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I am His and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I am His and He is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Ye are Christ. Jesus said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me. Oh, listen to this lovely words of our Savior. For they are Thine, and all mine are Thine, and Thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. I pray for them which You have given me, for they are Thine, God, Father. Oh yes, and all Thine, Father, are mine. Hallelujah. And yes, Father, all mine, says Jesus, are Thine. Hallelujah! Ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. And we are in Christ, and He that is in Christ is in God. And He that is in God the Father is in Christ. Hallelujah! Ye are Christ. And Jesus doesn't stop there. And He says, and I am glorified in them. Oh, God is glorified in His children. Wow. Whether we live unto the Lord. For me to live is Christ. It's Christ. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Hallelujah. We are the Lord's. We are His. Oh, dear brother, sister, this morning, you are Christ. You belong to God. Ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people, saith the Lord God Almighty, who cannot lie. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Ye are the temple of the living God. I dwell in them. I walk in them. I am their God. And they are my people. Ye are Christ. You know, I don't want this to just be some theology. You know, sometimes we can just read the theology. And it just sort of, oh yeah, I read that before. Oh yes, yes, oh yes, yes. But oh, my longing desire is that the Lord will speak it deep into our hearts. And we will know beyond doubt, beyond question, I am accepted in the Beloved. Hmm. I am Christ. I have received Him. He has claimed my life. He has captivated my heart. My affections are set upon Him. And His eye is upon me. Ye as lively stones are built up in spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ye are the temple of the living God. Lively stones built up in spiritual house. Let us turn over to Ephesians chapter 2 for a few verses there. Ephesians 2, and we'll begin in verse 19. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Ye are Christ's. No more strangers, no more foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And we're built together, fitly framed together, and grow into an holy temple. It groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom also ye are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now, I would like to have a volunteer that is perhaps about, where shall I put this so you all can see it? Someone who just loves to build things. And maybe you're about 7 or 8 or 9. Can I have a volunteer who just loves to build things come up here and give us a little object lesson? All right, maybe to entice you a little bit. Woo! I got some blocks here. Somebody want to come up here and build a house, a temple? Who do we have? Someone that's old enough that can do us some building here. I got blocks here, many different colors, various shapes. Okay, this young man, you want to tell him your name?
Timothy.
Yes, good, Timothy. Thank you very much. Now, I want you to build a house. And you put it right out front here so all the sisters over there can see it. Okay, go ahead and build your house, Timothy. How's it coming? You having a problem?
I need more blocks.
Oh, you need more blocks. Okay. All right, there you go. See once how you can do there anything as a house. You see, he couldn't build much of a temple or a house with one block. Oh, there we go. You see how he's pressing them together, those blocks, so they are fitly joined together? All right. Very well. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God, and all the building is fitly framed together.
in whom also ye are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
All right, very well.
Goes a lot better with more than just one block, doesn't it? Yes. We have different colors of blocks, different sizes. And that's how it is in the body of Christ. Not all the blocks are the same size. Not all are the same color. Not all have the same office. There are many members. There are many different members in the body. But ye are builded together into one holy habitation of God. One holy temple of God for the habitation of God through the Spirit. Ye are the temple of the living God. And as He's building that house for us, each one of us, personally, is the temple of the living God. Each one of us, individually and personally, is the temple of the living God of the Holy Spirit, as we will see here in a moment. But together, we are builded together into a spiritual house to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God. All right. Let us go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. He begins with a question mark after the word what? What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Let us just stop and consider this tremendous truth. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Amazing. Your body, ye that are in Christ and Christ, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. What a temple. You see, in the old days of the temple had to be built with very precise stones, cedars, everything perfectly joined together, everything exactly to God's order, and then the glory of God came down at the dedication of the temple and filled the temple. And the priest could not even stand to minister because of the glory of God that came down upon the temple. Jesus, when He was here upon the earth, one day as He went into the temple, He saw those there that were buying and selling doves and money changers sitting. And He took a scourge of cords, and He drove out the money changers. And He said, "My house is to be called a house of prayer for all nations, but ye have made it a den of thieves." He cleansed the temple. Well, Timothy, how's the building coming? Need more blocks? All right. Well, you've done a good job, hasn't he? Thank you, Timothy. Good job. All right. Very well. I think I'll let you go because I think you're getting more attention than I am. People are distracted from the message. Thank you very much. Now, before you go, Timothy, I have something for you. Do you think that you might have a place for these blocks at your house?
You think you would? Okay, very good. Why don't you just take those along, and they are your blocks now. All right. There we go. That's your reward for volunteering. All right. Very good. Thank you so much. All right. Good job. You're even going to get them all back in there and get the zipper closed. All right. Thank you, Timothy. All right. Hallelujah. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Individually and collectively, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And yes, I, all by myself, can have those sweet, beautiful rhemas and the Word of God coming to my heart and blessing my soul. But oh, how beautiful when the individual blocks are fitted together. You see how he fitted them together? You couldn't just lay them haphazardly. You fit them together, joined together, and build up with a body of varied believers in gifts and callings. And, all those different things, and they're all fitted together, and it grows up into a beautiful temple of God. Ye are the temple of God. Isn't that wonderful? God today doesn't dwell in a building. And there was a change there in the new covenant. It went from the temple to the synagogue. And the synagogue means a place of gathering. It's a gathering place together. The temple was in the old covenant where they offered up sacrifices to God, but the synagogue is where the temple comes together and fills up the synagogue, and together they offer up blessing and praise and sacrifices to God together in that way. And ye are the temple. Brother Wayne Keeney, how many remember Brother Wayne Keeney? He used to say, "Brother Aaron, this is not the church. This is merely the meeting house." And people from his background would often use that term. "We're going to the meeting house." They didn't say we're going to church. Because you see, the church is wherever God's people are gathered together. There is the church. Amen. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Ye are Christ's. Ye are bought with a price. What is that price that we are bought with? It's the blood of Christ. It's the very lifeblood of Jesus. We are bought with a price. We are not our own. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Let's turn over to John 14. And we'll just break in here. Verse 16 and 17, John chapter 14. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And here Jesus says, he will send the Comforter to abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, You know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Ye are Christ, my dear brother, my dear sister. And your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is a glorious truth. If I continually am walking in the conscious reality that I am Christ, will that change the way I live? Will that have an influence and power upon my life? It is a beautiful, tremendous motivation to live for God, to walk with God. I belong to Jesus. They said to Him, come on, let's just go ahead and partake of this. Nothing really wrong with it. Come on, let's just have a little fun. He thought for a moment, and then He said, but I belong to Jesus. I am Christ. You see, when we live in that conscious reality of I am Christ, it'll be a tremendous blessing of grace and strength to walk victoriously, to overcome evil. I am Christ. Let us go back to 1 Corinthians 3. This is a very wonderful, magnificent truth that ye are Christ and ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now here we have a very sobering warning. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Oh, the beautiful truth. I am Christ. I am His and He is mine. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. I have been born of the Spirit, and the Spirit of God indwells in me. Oh, what a charge to keep we have. That God has deposited His Holy Spirit to me, and that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So all of that beautiful, glorious truth that melts our hearts and just causes us to worship and give thanks to God. I am Christ. Oh, it's so powerful, it's so beautiful. And I believe that's the key to victorious Christian living. To know whose I am. And then, when sin comes knocking, I know whose I am. And I know what great price was paid for my redemption, for my soul. I am bought with a price. I am Christ, and I am His possession. How could I do this wickedness and sin against Christ, sin against my God? If I didn't share or preach the rest of this scripture, I wouldn't be a true, faithful minister of the gospel. These are as sobering,
and as terrifying words as what the others are beautiful. I am in Christ, hallelujah. I am Christ. But listen, if any man defile the temple, him shall God destroy. I didn't write that. Brothers and sisters, this is so serious. And we see a picture of it when Jesus came into the temple with that scourge of cords and drave out those money changers and those sheep and those oxen and overthrew the tables. He was zealous for His Father's house. It says, the zeal of thine house has eaten me up. Do you think, my brother, sister, that Jesus is any less zealous for His house today, for His temple today? And ye, my brother, my sister, ye, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Ye are the temple of God. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. So very sobering words. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. In 1 Corinthians 6:15, just turn over a few chapters. Let's begin in verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined unto an harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. He that defiles the temple, him shall God destroy. And the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Don't you know that when you commit fornication and you are joined in body, the two, he says, shall be one flesh. He that is joined to an harlot is one body. Flee fornication. He that committeth fornication sins against his own body. There are many ways in which the temple can be defiled. But oh, if we walk in the awesome reality of the presence of Christ. I am Christ. I am His and He is mine. I am the habitation of God through the Spirit. I am filled with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God dwells within me. Oh, then, if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But a warning, my dear brother, sister, my dear sinner friend, a warning. He that defiles the temple, He that pollutes the temple. He that brings into his body, into his life, into his mind, through what he sees through the eye gate, what he hears through the ears. He that brings things into the temple that defile the temple, that grieve the Holy Spirit of God, that quench the Holy Spirit of God. I don't know when this happens. I don't know when God does this. But God says, he that defiles the temple, God shall destroy. I believe I have seen some people like that. I believe if you think about it, you have also. You have seen some people who once walked with God, who once had a concern about holiness and righteousness and keeping themselves pure, keeping themselves from idols, keeping themselves from idolatry, all those things. But today their lives are shattered and ruined. So my dear brother, sister, I share this with grace, with love. Know whose you are. And walk in the reality of whose you are. And who I belong to. And the price that has been paid for my redemption. The price that has been paid for my adoption into the family of God. And how could I do this wickedness and sin against God? How could I bring anything into the temple which defiles it? 2 Corinthians 6:14, things that defile the temple. 2 Corinthians 6:14, and we'll just go through these briefly. Be not ye unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Be careful in your relationships that you don't develop friendships with unbelievers to the point where they are a corruption to your own life. They drag you down. Instead of you being a light to them and being a help to them and a conviction to them, you are compromising in your walk with God. Be careful. Choose your friends wisely. Walk with the wise and you will become wise. Walk with the righteous and you will be spurred on to righteousness. Careful with yoking together. And that could be looked at in a deeper way of maybe making partnerships or so forth with someone who's not a Christian. And we won't take time to go into all of those things. But just a warning. Be very careful of your relationships, of any yokes. I remember a father wisely telling his son, "You're going off to college, my son. There will be many good professors and teachers there. But remember, most of those people in that college are not your peers for friendship, to develop close friendships with and to become in close relationship with, because they have a different value system." Wise father telling his son, careful, you're there to learn. You're there to get an education. They want to drag you out into their parties afterward. They say, come on, let's just go out for dinner together or this or that. Be careful. What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? Guard your relationships. What communion has light with darkness? What concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? It's good to consider these things before you join up with that crowd. Ye are the temple of the living God. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? I believe there's a lot of idols in America. They don't stand on pedestals many times. They're not the Dagon God. They don't look like that. But they are every bit as effective in getting people's hearts away from the true worship of God. And people will endure all kinds of weather. They will stand in line for hours, and they will pay big money to watch the idolatrous sporting event take place. Let us be wise, my brother, sister, and know whose we are. When my father was a young man, it was World War II. And World War II, there was a draft, and there were not many draft-age men that did not go to war. My uncle went to CPS camp down in Virginia. My father was helping mom on the farm because my grandpa Hurst passed away when my father was 14 years old. So he was able to get what they called a farm deferment. It was an approved release from going to either CPS camp or to the war. But he said something that really stuck with me. There wasn't any temptation, hardly. I mean, I wouldn't say there wasn't any, but there was very small temptation to go into town to their sporting events or to their parties or their carnivals, because they knew, you're 19 years old or 20 or 21, why aren't you serving your country? And they knew. They didn't have to ask. They saw by the way they were dressed, and they knew. And they would get called names. You yellow bellies. Some of them would get tomatoes thrown at them, or eggs, or worse. Some would get practically beaten up. And if they went to the dance, or to the movie, or to the town, or anything like that where the world was gathered together, they'd say, what are you doing here? And these city young people and so forth, the other ones and the older men, they would have gathered them around them and they'd have threw them out. Maybe a little bit of that today would do us some good. What do you think? Because it made a very clear line. You're a Christian. You don't go serve your country. And they got mocked. You'd have never went to their carnival. You'd have been so out of place. You'd have got ridiculed and spoken evil against so many times. They knew where the lines were. The world knew where the lines were, didn't they? What are you doing at our dance? What are you doing at our bar? What are you doing at our game? What are you doing at our party? You don't belong here. But now today, it's just a melting and a mixing. Lord, help us. Where are we drinking? It's Brother Dale Charles here, as he shared last Sunday. What am I drinking from? Well, I need to close. Dear brother, sister, ye are Christ. Let us unashamedly, I don't want to use the word proudly, but let us with joy embrace Christ and not be ashamed of Christ. Let us with joy carry His cross and bear His name. I am Christ. Oh, that'll do wonders. Because those who are compromising, half-hearted, they'll say, I don't want to be with that guy, man. He embarrasses me. He's always talking about Jesus. She's always ministering to other people, always sharing about the Lord. Well, amen. That'll help separate some friends, won't it? Might be good. Let us take a stand and stand up for Jesus and know whose we are. I belong to Jesus. I am His and He is mine, and His banner over me is love. It's a loving relationship. I don't want to compromise that relationship for anything. Oh God, help me to so live and walk with Jesus every day that I don't grieve Your Holy Spirit. I don't quench Your Spirit. I don't mar the testimony of Jesus. I don't defile the temple of God. Oh God, I am Yours. Hallelujah. I am His and He is mine. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Thank you for allowing me to share. Grace to you.
Amen. God's Word is good. Amen. We heard the Word today. It was a good Word. You know, somebody said that right doctrine, right theology leads to right living. And I believe that. And this is one of those doctrines that's so important if we're going to live right. And, you know, Luke, Brother Luke, you wondered if this was of the Lord, what you shared this morning. I believe it was. I believe it applies to this. Are we grateful every day that I have the Holy Spirit in me? I get to be a Christian. I get to be Christ. You know, when we lose sight of that thankfulness, isn't that's the first step to where we get cold, we get indifferent, we get deceived. So I just appreciated it today, how everything just kind of flowed together here, and you know, our discipleship class, and praise God. Well, does somebody have something God spoke to you today? Right up here. Maybe it's a testimony, a confession, something you've seen.
Well, thanks for that message. This idea of we are Christ has really become real to me the past few months. And I used to look at this as I'm bought. Now, what do I have to do to be okay with God? But I look at it a lot more now, like, wow, God wanted to pay that big of a price so that I could enter in on His kingdom building in the world. And it's kind of a really neat thought that that God paid that much and believed in me enough that He paid the price so that I could go and join Him in building His kingdom, whether here or anywhere else in the world.
Amen. We heard today about our identity. Who are you? Somebody would ask you that. How would you answer that? Who are you? If we answer that with what we heard today, that's who I am. That's very different than if we answer that and say, well, I'm a mess. I'm a wreck. I've got all these problems. And sometimes I think that can be a subtle excuse for why, you know, that's who I am. I can't help myself. No, if you're a Christian, you can. You're His. He's in you. Don't believe that lie. That's not your identity. Is there one? Yeah, George.
Thank you, Jesus. I can just say this message was a real blessing. This whole service was quite a blessing. And I am Christ, and I delight in that. And when Brother Aaron mentioned about the body, soul, and spirit, so often I realize the difference between them. Sometimes my soul and spirit wants to go one way, my body wants to go the other way. But even through that all, I am in Christ, and I rejoice in that. Just there's another thing he mentioned. He said that whether we live or die, we are Christ. God has brought a very wonderful family into our lives in the last couple of weeks. And this morning I heard that he passed away, and I know his soul is in heaven, but his body, I'm sure they're preparing it. But you know, whether you live or Christ or die, or live or die, we're Christ. I'm here this morning, so I thank God for that.
Amen. Praise God. There's one over here?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was very blessed by the message today, and one thing that felt like the Lord was putting on my heart this week is that it's not about us. It's about who is in us. And when he dwells within us, that's when we truly live.
Amen. That's right. Praise God. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Groffdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.